top of the second hour this Wednesday, December 28th, 2016, as we conclude the week, the month, the year, just kind of reviewing some things. It's interesting. I want to get back to the email hacking issue for a moment. The hacking claims, by the way, is a form of logical fallacy. It's a red herring fallacy, a straw man argument, if you will. And again, from the Wikipedia entry on red herring fallacies, a red herring fallacy, one of the main subtypes of fallacies of relevance, is an error in logic where a proposition is or is intended to be misleading in order to make irrelevant or false inferences. And that's precisely what the hacking, the Russian hacking claim does. But we'll talk about the hypocrisy of that in a moment. In the general case, any logical inference based on fake arguments intended to replace the lack of real arguments or to replace implicitly the subject of discussion. And that's precisely what the Russian hacking echo chamber has done. It has distracted and diverted attention from the real issue, which is the substance of the emails is legitimate, hacked or not, and they weren't hacked. That claim has been, again, repeatedly proven false. DNI Clapper himself said there's not enough evidence to substantiate claims of Russian hacking. But Ben Swan did a great reality check on that, and it's titled Reality Check, It Doesn't Matter Who Hacked Clinton Campaign Emails, It Matters If the Emails Are True. And you should hear that. By the way, well, phone lines are open after we do this, 800-313-9443, again, 800-313-9443, but first, let's hear Ben Swan's reality check on the Clinton campaign.
Last presidential debate, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump sparred over who was behind the WikiLeaks release of Clinton campaign documents. Trump says no one really knows. Clinton says 17 government agencies say it's the Russians. Tonight, why who was behind the hacks doesn't really matter as much as whether or not the information is true. This is a reality check you won't see anywhere else.
She has no idea whether it's Russia, China, or anybody else.
I am not putting
17. You have no idea.
17 intelligence. Do you doubt 17 military and civilian agencies? Well,
yeah,
he'd rather believe.
Well, that was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump arguing over whether or not 17 federal agencies have agreed that high-ranking Russian officials are behind the hacking of Clinton campaign manager John Podesta's emails. The agencies that Clinton was citing there include the State Department, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, and the CIA. For his part, Donald Trump says that those agencies don't really know for sure.
Our country has no idea.
Well, now let's set aside the fact that many of those agencies, including the NIE, the CIA, the State Department, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, all also said that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction when it did not. But let's say that this time they are all correct. So what? Because the issue is not who is leaking the information from the Clinton campaign chairman. It's whether or not the information being released is true. So far, WikiLeaks has released over 26,000 emails from John Podesta. Just to name a few, a number of emails indicate that Clinton Foundation and State Department pay-to-play schemes. For instance, an email from Clinton aide Huma Abedin to Podesta in January of 2015 details how Moroccan authorities donated $12 million to the Clinton Foundation's Clinton Global Initiative to get access to Secretary of State Clinton. There are also numerous emails that demonstrate collusion between major media organizations and the Clinton campaign. Brand new WikiLeaks emails show that at least 65 mainstream reporters were closely working with the Clinton campaign this election year. They were invited to top elitist dinners with Hillary Clinton, campaign chairman John Podesta, or the chief campaign strategist Joel Benenson. Among those journalists, Politico's White House correspondent and senior staff writer Glenn Thrush, who actually allowed his article to be proofed and edited by Podesta prior to publishing. To Podesta, he wrote, quote, "Because I have become a hack, I will send you the whole section that pertains to you. Please don't share or tell anyone I did this." Podesta also referred to Bernie Sanders as a doofus. And separately, the campaign planned and succeeded to fool Bernie Sanders and his, quote, "self-righteous ideologue supporters" at the convention. Podesta and campaign staff planned to throw Sanders a bone at the convention, they said, by falsely vowing to curb the superdelegate system. This was done to make Sanders and his supporters, quote, "think they won something." And of course, the emails regarding those deleted Clinton emails. Clinton staffers discussed which of Hillary Clinton's emails to release and which to delete. So what you need to know is that there has been so much discussion about the Russians trying to influence the election. But what we're not talking about is whether or not the emails are true. If they are, then who cares where they come from? Who cares why? Because if the accusation is that the Russians are trying to influence this election by telling the truth, then what does that tell us about how American media is trying to influence the election? That's Reality Check. Let's talk about it on Twitter.
That's quite a way to put that, isn't it? Very well put. If it is indeed Russian hacking, that if it takes Russian hacking to expose the truth, maybe we should go with that. Maybe we should go with the logical fallacy presented to misdirect folks from that fact that the substance of the emails is factual. The veracity of the emails has not been challenged. As is the case with Trevor Aronson's claims, and they're really not claims, his investigation of the evidence and his presentation of his the results of his investigation is really what it should be called. They aren't claims. It's the evidence that he has found and presented. That has not been rebutted. The veracity of those claims. Trevor Aronson saying that the FBI creates more terrorists than any other organization. In fact, all others combined. Again, the veracity of those claims, if you will, have not been challenged. But if, as Ben Swan said, if it takes Russian hacking to present the truth to the American people, what does that say about the state of American politics, United States politics? Even worse. But, again, I digress. So, we have these forces at play. And as I said, in the previous segment, when do we get wise to this? How long do we let this Machiavellian intrigue and deception continue on? The words of James Madison in Federalist 41 come to mind constantly these days. A bad cause seldom fails to betray itself. Thomas Jefferson stated in the Declaration of Independence that when a long train of abuses and usurpations producing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. This is what we see. If we had an attention span longer than 20 seconds, and we took a step back, we, I think, could come to no other conclusion as we look at these different examples of intrigue and deception being waged to manipulate, control, and destroy people. So, some stories, just to flesh out that thought. Some of the stranger stories in recent days and weeks. By the way, not to get off topic too far, but I thought it was interesting. Late last week, there was a barrage. Did you notice? I noticed a barrage of stories just rattling through the echo chamber of the mainstream corporate press about the subject of climate change. I mean, there are always these stories intended to manipulate people, and of course that's part of the technocratic agenda. This is one of those things that is ostensibly foisted on the public in the name of saving the world. We got to save the planet, and all the world needs to participate in this climate change discussion, because it's going to take everyone. It's going to take the whole village to save the planet. When in reality, the same cadre of folks responsible for the greatest amount of pollution are, in fact, the progenitors and proliferators of this nonsense. It's the same fox in the hen house. Again, getting back to the other intrigue and deception, same old nonsense. Anyway, I don't know if you saw it late last week. I saw a barrage of stories related to the subject of climate change. And there have been some interesting ones along the way. Wired UK published this headline: 2017 could be the tipping point for super efficient solar panels. The Wall Street Journal and others have echoed the story, oil producers to turn to wind power, according to the Energy Journal. And, you know, that's been a developing story for quite some time. Billionaires like T. Boone Pickens have been gravitating toward wind for quite some time. Some solar, but many wind. This was an interesting story over at EcoWatch. Climate change deleted from Wisconsin DNR website. That was interesting. The Department of Natural Resources website. the way that the EcoWatch story put it, whoever is managing Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources website must be wearing out the delete key. The word climate has been quietly stripped from the department's webpage dedicated to explaining the state's response to climate change, Raw Story reported. In total, 13 original appearances of the word climate have been kiboshed. The only place you'll see the word now is in the climatechange.html, so the URL, essentially. It was interesting. But getting back to this echo chamber of stories, Grist.org published a story. It's time for states to lead on climate change and on justice, too. Interesting. These stories are just rattling around. The fact, you know, have you noticed also in correlation with that, there are a number of stories dealing with the subject of the geopolitically contrived narrative of climate change and, you know, the vote, the UN settlements, or the UN resolution on Israeli settlements vote, Trump's cabinet picks, the fake news story. Have you noticed that there's this rise in, again, the mainstream corporate press, the co-opted, conscripted, compromised press to tell you what you think? Fake news filters on social media. And a lot of that crowdsourced. That's a frightening thought. Crowd-powered fake news labeling is the tyrant's majority, the idiocracy, if you will, telling the the more well-informed that the real fake news is the real news, and intelligent counters to that narrative, those false narratives, are in fact fake news, which in reality is not the case. The opposite is true. Anyway, there seems to be a rise of those stories too. Here's what this means. Have you seen that? I've seen a lot of those lately too. Here's what the UN resolution on Israeli settlements vote really means. Why is that necessary? And that's a rhetorical question, obviously. But it's interesting how we keep returning to this. Same old brand of Machiavellian intrigue and deception. Same old nonsense. So The Guardian ran this story recently, facts matter. And on climate change, Trump's picks get them wrong. Interesting. Huffington Post, a couple of days ago, Rex Tillerson supposedly shifted ExxonMobil's climate position, except he really didn't. An interesting story. The New York Times ran a story echoing what I mentioned earlier. States will lead on climate change in the Trump era. In Vermont, solar batteries, key energy revolution. That's Fox Business 3 days ago. And Green Car Reports, Stephen Edelstein reported a few days ago, we're there, renewables now cheapest unsubsidized electricity in U.S. A number of folks have reported that the Salon, for example, America's youth are suing the government over climate change, and President Obama needs to react. Ridiculous nonsense. The North Pole undergoing heat wave, I'm sure you saw that echo the end of last week, again, about 4 days ago. So that was part of that cacophony of stories to which I'm referring. The North Pole heat wave barrage of stories, like the one over at Rocha Well. EW. 100% renewable. Las Vegas is now a beacon of sustainability. That was Fox Business 4 days ago. Again, these are part of that barrage of stories. NBC News 5 days ago, the EPA's highest paid. Well, this is fun. I mentioned, or I intended to mention this too. This was perhaps my favorite story of the week on the subject of climate change. NBC News reported this story on the 18th. Actually, that was 10 days ago. The EPA's highest paid employee and a leading expert on climate change was sentenced to 32 months in federal prison for lying to his bosses and saying he was a CIA spy working in Pakistan so he could avoid doing his real job. John C. Beale's crimes were inexplicable and unbelievably egregious, said Judge Ellen Hovell in imposing the sentence in Washington, D.C. federal court. So the EPA's highest paid employee and leading expert on climate change, was sentenced to 32 months in federal prison because he is a pathological liar. He said it was a rush to lie. This is one of the leading experts on the subject of climate change. As I say, James Madison was right in Federalist 41, a bad cause seldom fails to betray itself. These are the kinds of types that we see in leadership for that very reason. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. I want to give you the NBC version of that story. Maybe we can get that thrown up real quick here in a second. But unbelievable. Before we do, let me just give you some of the highlights from this ridiculous story. Did you hear about this? I'm sure you did. I didn't hear many people talk about it, but again, NBC News reported EPA's highest paid employee and leading expert on climate change was sentenced to 32 months in federal prison because he is a pathological liar. Interesting. Beal said he was ashamed of his lies about working for the CIA, a ruse that, according to court records, began in 2000 and continued until early this year, so 16 years. John C. Beal's crimes were inexplicable and unbelievably egregious, as I said, the judge said, imposing the sentence in Washington, D.C. federal court. Beal has also agreed to pay $1.3 million in restitution and forfeiture to the government. That's unbelievable. So from his testimony. Why did I do this? Greed, simple greed. And I'm ashamed of that greed, Beal told the court. He also said it was possible that he got a rush and a sense of excitement by telling people he was working for the CIA. Quote, it was something like an addiction, end quote, he said. So Beal pled guilty in September to bilking the government out of nearly $1 million in salary and other benefits over a decade. He perpetrated his fraud largely by failing to show up at the EPA for months at a time. Think about it. This is what's going on. At the highest levels of government, highest paid EPA official for over a decade, not showing up, sometimes months at a time, including one 18-month stretch starting in June 2011 when he did, quote, absolutely no work, as his lawyer acknowledged in a sentencing memo. When the judge asked Beal what he was doing when he claimed he was working for the CIA, he said, quote, I spent time exercising, I spent a lot of time working on my house, end quote. This is unbelievable. Inexplicable, yes. Unbelievably egregious, yes. And America, we just look on casually. You know what? Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night football is on. We don't have time to be bothered with these kinds of things. It's endemic corruption. I think it was one of Bastiat's quotes. One of the things that Bastiat wrote, the state is the great fiction through which everyone endeavors to live at the expense of everyone else. Beal obviously exemplifies those remarks. But, you know, in Economic Sophisms, which is a brilliant title, by the way, Friedrich Bastiat wrote, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. And this is where we are in America today, it would seem. This kind of thing is normalized in the echo chamber of corruption. Unbelievable. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Welcome back.
If it hurts, I want to have control.
Give you a couple of things, maybe. One, first, this, again, ridiculous story. NBC News reporter, climate change expert, and highest paid EPA official, by the way, sentenced to 32 months for fraud, says lying was a rush. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please. No, if we have that clip ready, can we play that? You got me?
To what is really a bizarre story. How far would you go to get out of work? Well, a top EPA official will be sentenced today for bilking the government out of nearly $1 million by claiming that he worked undercover for the CIA. NBC National investigative correspondent Michael Isikoff has details on that.
His name is Beal, John Beal, a self-styled CIA secret agent with a license to steal.
Mr. Chairman, I respectfully decline to answer that question on the basis of my Fifth Amendment privilege.
Beal, the highest paid official at the EPA and a top expert on climate change, did absolutely no work for years, according to court documents, claiming he was serving as an undercover spy for the CIA.
Mr. Beal never worked for the CIA, and indeed they had no record of him even being on the premises.
NBC News has obtained Beal's internal emails revealing how he pulled off his charade. I am at Langley this morning, he writes in this one, pretending to be at CIA headquarters. In another, I'm in Pakistan. Hope to be back for Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. And what was Beal really doing when he wrote these emails?
He said he was riding his bicycle, he was reading books, and working around his house.
Beal, who has pled guilty, says through his lawyer he's seeing a therapist about his need to fabricate grandiose narratives. Beal also received hundreds of thousands of dollars in bonuses, billed taxpayers for first-class air tickets, and claimed falsely that he was suffering from malaria, that he got in Vietnam, where he'd never been, so he could get a handicapped parking space costing $8,000. Members of Congress are now demanding to know why EPA officials, including Gina McCarthy, Beal's immediate boss, didn't challenge his cover stories. An EPA spokeswoman claims McCarthy discovered Beal's fraud and has imposed new controls. Beal is due to be sentenced today. Michael Isikoff, NBC News, Washington.
So that's a... You can't make stuff like this up. I mean, you know, unbelievable. Speaking of high-level corruption and fraud, you know, and again, a lot of this stuff is publicized because of what I would call the glasnost effect. So as I always say, beware of the glasnost effect, comrades. The glasnost, of course, was the Gorbachevian policy of openness and transparency. Where have we heard that before? You know, Obama's openness and transparency, you know, allegedly, ostensibly claiming to be the most open and transparent administration in United States history. That claim has been challenged, if not refuted, on a number of occasions by a number of subject matter experts. But speaking of the corruption, you know, so glasnost, of course, just to finish that thought, the Gorbachevian policy of openness and transparency, ostensibly to root out government corruption, resulted in such widespread disenchantment by the general Soviet public that the belief that the baby had to be thrown out with the bathwater circulated such that this policy of glasnost was cited as the death knell of the Soviet Union, the immediate precursor of the collapse of the Soviet Union. So I would say beware the glasnost effect, comrades, for those in America who see the rise of the corruption narrative in the mainstream corporate press. Folks like Edward Snowden, you know, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, The Intercept, founded by Glenn Greenwald and Jeremy Scahill, and a number of other alternative outlets, you know, Soros-funded outlets like Media Matters for America and so forth. All are echo chambers of largely government corruption. And so there is a danger there, but at the same time, we need to be aware of it, expose it. But for what purpose? And as I said, seems to me that a bad tree always bears bad fruit. So it should be plucked out from the roots and not pruned. Because when you prune evil, all you get is a more refined, more prolific evil, which I don't think is what we want. So this was an interesting story a few days ago as well, a week ago actually. Congress, Obama admin, fired top scientist to advance climate change plans. So this was interesting because then days after that was the barrage of climate change stories that seemed to kind of counter this revelation and seemed to me intended to or designed to specifically tell you, the general public, what you need to think about this issue. So it's interesting. These kinds of stories come out even in the mainstream press, try to tell people about this. Is there intrigue? I mean, is there an issue? Yes, of course there's an issue. But is there manipulation, Machiavellian intrigue and deception at work? Well, with this kind of story, it would seem hard to prove otherwise. And what am I talking about? Well, here is the Fox News story on that. Again, headline, Congress Obama admin fired top scientists to advance climate change plans. Go ahead, please.
Sounds hard.
Outnumbered over time. Oh, gee, baby. So on my Instagram, I just posted all those cute students who were behind us for and you know what? I didn't even realize that all that was going on while we were on TV.
They rushed
you
up behind you.
Them.
Yeah. They
Every
rushed
now
up.
And then,
probably good you didn't realize
we had
it.
An Olaf one time.
What's going on?
I mean, I'm sure he wasn't the real Olaf.
Oh, was he out
right?
there?
How do you know?
Somebody, well, I don't know. He was pounding on the glass. We're like, dude, security doesn't like that.
It is getting cold.
Let it go.
There's a bunch of people still behind you, but it was very distracting during the show because they were pointing at you and thumbs up. And
oh, really?
Excited. Yeah.
See, I can't see it. I love the love, though. Every now and then I would look across the couch and I would see Rachel and she'd do this. And I was like, wow, that's really nice.
Well, I guess they're probably out for school now, right?
So yeah,
they're not.
I hope so.
I mean, hopefully they're not
Lisa,
skipping school.
I hope they're out for school. Because if not, we just got them in trouble.
Yeah. Called out.
Or playing hooky in the city.
Yeah, I know. All right, so let's hit the live chat. And Stephen Hayes, I want to spend just a little time loving on you. You were...
Gary, are you watching?
Is that your wife? Okay. Hi. No, I'm loving on your writing.
Thank you.
And for the Weekly Standard, you wrote an article that I sent out to the team. It was riveting on President Obama's take on helping the world versus what his take is on Syria. What happened?
It is extraordinary. This has been sort of the speech that President Obama gave to the nation from National Defense University in 2011 when he was justifying the strikes on Libya. He talked not only about why he thought we needed to intervene in Libya, but he gave a sort of a rousing address about America's role in the world and the responsibility that America has alone to help prevent atrocities like the one that he said he prevented in Libya, in Benghazi at the time. And you look back on that speech and the kinds of things he said were, you know, we were going to, the United States and its allies were going to save hundreds of people from certain death in Benghazi. And you look at Syria now, and it's, you're talking about nearly 500,000 people having been killed, millions upon millions of refugees.
The
and the president says the other day, this is what keeps me up at night. I'm sorry. It's just hard.
But
hard
it's the reason that makes me so mad, because I truthfully believe, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I believe he didn't do anything in Syria because of the Iran deal.
Correct.
And so, I mean, that is a really, I mean, and the Iran deal is something that we don't even think is in our national security interest.
Right.
So this is a legacy item that he sacrificed millions of lives to. And I don't understand why the press doesn't talk more about this, because you know that if this had been reversed in terms of political parties, that that would be talked about.
The stories, yeah, the stories that people could write. I mean, Samantha Power, who literally wrote a book about preventing genocide, as UN ambassador, she's sending out tweets. And on the one hand, you sort of feel bad for her. She, it's not in her power to do anything about it. On the other hand, the sort of impotence of the administration by having her send
she
out
called
tweets.
What a word.
But the thing
out?
I don't understand is 300 people die. But I have been so saddened by the apathy towards what's happening in Syria. And if you consider yourself a bleeding heart liberal who cares about the world, who cares about humanitarian crises, is that everything except if it's happening in the Middle East? Outpouring for 300 people dying in Paris, not that that wasn't warranted and tragic in and of itself. 500,000 people are being slaughtered. There's a video that is just heartbreaking of children not crying when bombs are exploding around them because they're so conditioned to it right now.
It is
hell on earth and nobody cares.
But you know what? I think it's less about apathy and more about ignorance.
That could be true.
I mean, look at what some of the mainstream media choose to cover and spend their time on. And you point to one example of terror, and that's legitimate, however, pales in comparison. But it's what we call in journalism the low-hanging fruit. It's easier to cover what happened in Paris because you can take a nonstop flight there. And, you know, you have protective forces on the ground. You go to Syria, and your six isn't covered, baby.
Mm-hmm. But why
you're
is it, Harris, why is it that it, even if he didn't want to get involved with picking a side, why didn't they, in the very minimum, just create a safe zone?
Like,
a demilitarized zone.
That. Yes, where these people could go and be safe until it was over. I don't understand.
Because that would have meant doing some kind of deal with Russia, doing some kind of deal with other countries. And are we impressed by his ability to do that? I cut you off.
No. I was just going to say, to Rachel's earlier point, that kind of goes to the conversation that we were having on air as well about him doing things in the name of legacy that sort of fly in the face of common sense and fail to keep America safe. And to your point about, you know, the reasons behind not wanting to get involved in Syria. I mean, it's the same thing with Guantanamo Bay as well. The same thing with failing to leave a status of forces agreement in Iraq. And you look at all these different examples of him, you know, doing these things for legacy sake that have really made America less safe.
And it really goes to
his decision making.
That's a really important point. And we're not speculating here. I mean, this is something that we know. Remember, Ben Rhodes was recorded on an audio recording telling people, telling Democratic partisans that the president saw the Iran deal as the Obamacare of the second term and that it was the top priority. And we've seen, whether it's giving Russia a free hand in the region, whether it's allowing Iran to continue its disruptive behavior there and beyond, continuing to fund terrorism, remember John Kerry said that we knew that some of the money that Iran was going to get from the deal would be used for terrorism, and we let them have it anyway. All of these things came before the Iran deal because the president saw it as.
And what is it about the Iran deal that is so, like, you know, important to him? Why is he willing to sacrifice everything on this deal that many of our allies think is not going to make them safer in the Middle East?
I mean, I think he has a tremendous confidence in his own ability to get things done. And he came in, I think, with a certain worldview that if we were only nice, remember, the United States were to lead by example, to pull back from the world, that others would follow. And I think it's just deeply and hopelessly naive and unfortunately, I think we're going to be paying for it for a long time to come.
Kate 1234-5675 says that, Lisa, you need to hire me as your agent. And I need to advocate for you.
Is that because I'm not doing things right?
I want you to be a regular, I guess, at every sense of the word. And Stephen Hayes,
she's employed
writes,
here.
I know. I'm not
going to be mad at the 10%.
I need to do more, I guess.
Boskin says, you ladies are awesome.
Stop tweeting it.
I know, right? You ladies are awesome. Steve Hayes is the best.
Ooh.
My wife is watching.
Yeah. Right? I'm just sharing a little bit of the love here.
But we get a lot of tweets about Steve's great hairline, too.
Yes,
about all your great hair that you have. So
he's getting grayer by the day. That's for sure.
One thing that we haven't been talking about, and I saw it kind of, and I'm going to switch over now to Facebook Live because I like to do both of these. One thing that we haven't talked about is something that Donald Trump says he's going to do in his first 100 days, and that's Obamacare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what? Is it on the back burner now, or are we just not talking about it because of all the foreign stuff that's
going on? I think Priebus had also recently said in an interview that, you know, that's sort of the prime objective. But I do think it's going to be, you know, complicated in the sense of, you know, one, there needs to be agreement and consensus and sort of, you know, what the replace is going to look like for Republicans. And two, you know, it took the Democratic Party a long time to even get Obamacare through, right, without a single Republican vote. So, you know, I do think there's going to be a lot of legwork that needs to get done by Republicans, but they absolutely have to follow through on this. I mean, Republicans have been promising voters for, you know, ever since ever since Obamacare that they were going to repeal it. And if they don't get this done, I don't know how anyone ever gets elected.
So I saw the schedule for Congress, which I look at very intensely. And I'm not going to see my husband for like 3 months, I think. It's that.
What?
It's like every, like usually there's like a day on either side of the week that we get to see. I mean, it is packed solid because they know that they have just a limited time to get this stuff through.
Really?
And so they're going to keep them in it there, and they're going to work, and get this stuff
I do want to give a shout out to you, though, because I know your husband's going to be working hard on the Hill.
Yeah.
Honey, how many children do you have now?
Eight.
Okay. You might be working harder than they are.
Well, that's fine. When the government shuts down, it's women like me going, get it done and get home now. That's how government works.
Oh, is that how it works? Oh, I'm so glad we
the
know.
Wives. What is it? Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. I love that.
It just showcases the sacrifice wives make, too. I mean, obviously, my mother did the same thing. And it's so, people have no idea what family sacrifice. Eight children, you at home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance.
Welcome back.
It's the good life to be.
Final segment of today's broadcast already. That was fast, wasn't it? This Wednesday, December 28th, 2016. I acknowledge that was some mindless chatter there, drivel, from the Fox and Friends crowd. Or as I would call it, the kidnapper and the Stockholm Syndrome victims. But I digress. I apologize. That was more than anyone should have to endure. But the story, Congress, Obama admin, fire top scientist to advance climate change plans. It's quite a story, and it is a reposting of the Free Beacon story of the same headline by Adam Credo on December 20th. So Congressman Lamar Smith, chair of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology, released a wide-ranging report. That would have been a couple of Tuesdays ago, I want to say, that shows how senior Obama administration officials retaliated, essentially, against a leading scientist and plotted ways to block a congressional inquiry surrounding key research into the impact of radiation, that dealing with the Congress's efforts to regulate the low-dose radiation research program, or LDRRP, which sought to test the impact of radiation on people. The program started in the 1990s, was meant to support research into waste cleanup and the impact of nuclear weapons. In mid-2014, lawmakers introduced legislation, Low-Dose Radiation Act of 2014, to help regulate the program and minimize harmful side effects. During an October 2014 briefing with senior DOE staff on the matter, lawmakers heard testimony from Dr. Noel Metting, the Radiation Research Program's manager. Less than a month later, lawmakers discovered that Obama administration officials had, quote, removed Dr. Metting from federal service for allegedly providing too much information in response to questions posed by, end quote, Congress during the briefing, the report states. Providing too much information. Imagine that. Congressional investigators later determined that the administration's actions to remove Dr. Metting were in part retaliation against Dr. Metting because she refused to conform to the predetermined remarks and talking points designed by management to undermine the advancement of the 2014 Radiation Act. Imagine that. This is what happens. Emails unearthed, speaking of emails, during the investigation, show a sequence of events leading to a premeditated scheme by senior DOE employees to squash the prospects of Senate support for the Radiation Act, a move that lawmakers claim was meant to help advance President Obama's own climate change goals or his climate action plan. Shocking revelations. The investigation concluded that DOE placed its own priorities to further the president's climate action plan before its constitutional obligations to be candid with Congress. Again, endemic. And there's more on that, but you can read the story for yourself. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Take me to the future. Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.